I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This year's Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded today. A German researcher was honored for his work on cervical cancer, and two French scientists won the prize for their discovery of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Neither decision was terribly controversial, but noticeably absent from the recipients of the prize was an American researcher. His name is Robert Gallo. Robert Gallo also claims credit for discovering HIV. John Cohen is a correspondent for Science magazine. He focuses on HIV and AIDS. He's now in California. The fact that Robert Gallo, this American, did not receive the prize. Today he said, John, that he is disappointed at not being included among the Nobel winners. Is he right to be a bit upset?
It comes down to what you think Alfred Nobel wanted with the prize. The prize has always stirred a lot of controversy over the issue of why are people being awarded it? Is it for a discovery that opened up new scientific avenues, or is it for a practical thing that changed the world, like a blood test or drugs?
And you're saying that Robert Gallo would fall in the latter category, and those who won would fall in the former category of opening the door because they discovered the virus that causes AIDS.
You know, as with most scientific discoveries, there's a very tangled history here. The French discovery was from Luc Montagnier's lab at the Pasteur Institute with Barré Sinoussi. They are the two people who won the award for the discovery of the virus. And indeed, in 1983, they published the first paper that described the virus. But it was a year later that Gallo's lab published four papers showing that, yes, that virus was the cause of AIDS. Montagnier's hadn't proved that yet. So, for example, you needed Gallo's lab's work in order to develop the blood test, which, remember, in 1984, the world was terrified by this epidemic where the cause wasn't known and it was spreading without any way to stop it. The blood test was the first real handle on the epidemic. There's overlapping support from each lab. I mean, these labs, in many ways, worked together.
Yeah, worked together, as many labs do. I mean, it's collaborative. One, hopefully anyway, builds on what the other one is doing. And there was a lot of swapping of material here.
And of people. Barré Sinoussi trained in Gallo's lab for a time. You know, these two researchers, Luc Montagnier and Robert Gallo, have kind of been through public therapy together. There was also a probe by the National Institutes of Health as to whether Gallo stole the virus from Montagnier's lab, and it was concluded that no, he didn't. But that's what reignited this whole debate and really brought it to a hotter boil than it had ever been at before.
If the idea of the committee was to award those who opened the door to the exploration of HIV, advancing the understanding of it, what has been the trajectory of the understanding of HIV since those days?
Let's turn back the clock to 1981. Five gay men in Los Angeles get sick from this weird disease. Nobody can figure it out. It's a mystery. It is thought for several years to be a gay disease. And then in 84, it becomes clear that, hey, this disease is in heterosexuals in Africa. Then it becomes clear that it's not a gay disease at all. It's indeed primarily spread by heterosexual transmission. It's primarily killing people in Africa. So the whole disease is reconceptualized again and again and again. And there were so many confusions early on about how long you could live with the virus, about what to do to prevent transmission and spread. You know, people worried about mosquitoes or toilet seats that were completely not connected to spread of the disease. So medicine has moved at an incredibly rapid pace to both figure out what caused the disease and to come up with ways to stop its spread and to help infected people. So much has been accomplished since 1981 that I think this community of researchers has to clap itself on the back. At the same time, this is a really tricky virus. It attacks the very thing that's set up to defeat viruses, the immune system. And the holy grail of a vaccine is still an unknown. And I spent about 12 years working on a book about the search for a vaccine. And when I started it, I was certain there'd be a vaccine by the time my book came out. And there's no vaccine in sight today.
Science reporter John Cohen is the author of the book, Shots in the Dark, the book that he mentioned about the search for an AIDS vaccine. Nice to speak with you, John.
Thank you so much, Lisa.